Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Yo, Rome's, we gonna throw it down in the LHC or what?
Lake Havasu City.
Hot dog. All right.
It's one of the key words you can tag when posting about Lake Havasu City. They also use Lake Havasu or just Havasu or LHC. If you're looking for things to do on social media related to Lake Havasu, those are some of the key words you can use. And enjoy the 450 miles of shoreline, which according to the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, that's more than Rhode Island. That's more shore miles than Delaware. Or Mississippi, or Ohio, or Minnesota, or Pennsylvania, or New Hampshire, or Indiana, or Illinois have.
Wow. That's a big open sky and shoreline.
You really just don't realize how big. And that's Lake Havasu. Lake Powell's 1,900 miles. Almost four times bigger.
Both places to really decompress. Get away from all the internet and phones and just enjoy.
A little farther downstream from Lake Havasu City, you come across Yuma, which we featured earlier this year as part of our staycation. And an interesting article that came out of True West Magazine. They have the Ask the Marshal section, questions answered by Marshall Trimble, Arizona State historian, about the Yuma Territorial Prison. What happened to it after it closed? And a lot of things happened there. It was a hospital from 1914 to 1923. Southern Pacific Railroad demolished a third of it to construct new tracks, which ultimately left to a lot of hobos and homeless people taking refuge there as they were passing through during the Great Depression and World War II, just roaming around looking for work. Veterans of foreign wars leased the guard quarters and used it as a clubhouse from 1931 until 1960 when it became a state park. But the most critical part, 1911 to 1914, it was used as the high school for 3 years.
No
and they
way.
Were called the Horned Frogs. Now, you always know Yuma as the criminals. Whenever any time we were at a wrestling tournament, you could always tell Yuma was there because their warm-up suits were
striped
like prison, like prisoners. Oh, Yuma's here. Well, they were originally called the Horned Frogs. And when they upset the Phoenix Union Coyotes, the fans from Phoenix were so mad they started taunting them, calling them criminals, and it stuck.
And TCU became the Horned Frogs in Fort Worth.
Then TCU went and had to steal it from them.
I'll tell you what.
That's how it worked.
You take one look at those cells and you would not want to be a criminal.
No. Another interesting question and answer. You know, we talked about how Hollywood will do you and making up stuff. You ever see the movie Mask of Zorro and Zorro with, what's his name? Antonio Banderas and his brother, the Murrieta brothers. And they making them out to be, as Walter Noble Burns called them, kind of the Robin Hood of El Dorado. Well, not exactly true. What is true in that movie is the part where they catch up with Joaquin Murrieta and end up pickling his head in a jar.
Mm.
That part's true. But the reason they were after him? For the murder of up to 40 Chinese miners that they robbed.
Oh, geez.
Most of which were unarmed and unable to defend themselves.
Well, I guess he deserved to be pickled, but it's kind of early for pickling. I don't know.
Arizona also made the historic 10 historic routes you must take around the Southwest out of True West Magazine this month. And great article there and mentioned a lot of places that we talk about here around the Winslow, the what's the Winslow hotel there?
La Posada.
La Posada. Mm-hmm.
Mentioned the La Posada, mm-hmm. And all around the Four Corners area was the destination.
Hey, if you're looking for something really special to do tonight, Dr. Sky, our good friend, is giving he has his telescope at Hobnob's Cafe and Spirits at 7:30. That's at 149 West McDowell. And you can go and you can get a good look at Jupiter. And also at 8:22, the space station's coming across and you'll be able to get a good look at that. It's a quick little flyby, like maybe 4 minutes worth, so you want to be there on time. And then also sign up for the Dolly Steamboat. It's on the 29th. But this is Jupiter. Jupiter is the planet of the month, and you can see it with the naked eye pretty easy. Just
Oh, no, with Jupiter, a binocular, good binoculars, or a telescope.
Well, it says rises in the southeast sky right after sunset. You can see it. Yep. Yeah.
I would know a lot more about astronomy if I didn't have to stay up. That sun goes down, so am I.
That's so random.
The sun's coming up, so am I. When the sun's going down, I'm going down. I am not a night owl.
That's genetic.
We had a texter help us out and said, yes, the bike yard at Rye burned down a couple years ago. I knew I didn't see that this morning.
It must have been Mirage when I drove.
Just used to seeing it there.
Just used to seeing it. It was just a staple right there.
So, it is the second Saturday of the month, so we've got the Outdoor Living Hour coming up, and we'll have Talking Trees with ISA-certified arborist John Eisenhower. If you want to talk trees, join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.